Embrace the pause is where strength gathers and vision clears. That's a great quote by yours truly, Nikki Dare. In the journey of leadership, the wisdom to pause, sometimes I like to take that, to pause is as crucial as the drive to push forward. It's in these moments of rest that we would find our deepest strength and clarity, enabling us to lead with renewed passion and purpose. Remember, the true essence of leadership lies not in relentless pursuit, as we all know, but in the balanced, the dance of progress and reflection. Special episode this week, you guys. Thank you for joining in here with me, Nikki Dare. Sustaining leadership impact. Leading with intuition or intention, I should say. Intention, I want to use that word today. Intention and purpose through health breaks. It's okay to take some health breaks, right? From a personal note, this morning, and I thought, hey, just sharing this in my podcast with you. After all, it's just, we're talking about Leadership 365, the daily Leadership 365, right? It's a daily effort. I want to share this into a podcast format with you all. Loyal listeners, all of you rock stars, thank you for listening again today, you guys. Thank you. I just wanted to let you know all that I'm having another surgery this week. Actually, tomorrow. So I want to make sure that I get this podcast in before you all think, wondering what happened to me in this last couple of weeks when I was getting ready for it, and the next few weeks that I'm going to take a pause. Not so much in the hibernating, but I will be, coming on the platform like LinkedIn and stuff like that. I am reading a lot of those articles, and I'm trying to just still continue my contribution to the LinkedIn platform and writing my articles also in some other platforms that I'm already committed to. But yeah, before you all think I went missing in action or off the grid, as you might want to call that again, of course, not. After the infamous pandemic, I must say this, I have had visited OR operating room quite a few times. It seems like, wonder why, right? Yeah, it's just a lot of the health breaks that I have been enduring. Some of you may already know, I have to sort of change schedules in some of the major events that I have had in the last few years, actually, since 2021. Unfortunately, but we came back stronger, and then we still managed to get those events, up and running, basically. But if I recall, one major surgery back in 2021, I kept it really under the radar, but it was a major surgery, and the recovery, it was more than, I don't know, I mean, some say it was going to be 4 months. No, it was like 6-7 months. All good. I sat on another platform back then, Clubhouse. That's how I discovered Clubhouse. But I just want to make this short, and you guys know the background story of all of these health breaks that I've had from the last few years. And then followed by, in 2021, followed by two other ones in 2022, major ones. I had had some minor OR visits back then, but, those are minor procedures and, kind of like tradition, regular kind of things. No, it's not blood works. No, it's more like age comes with it, right? Two other ones in 2022, it was orthopedics. It was, for my wrist, my hand, back. And then another one in 2023 that now follow up in 2023, 2024, which is this month, actually tomorrow. So, three major surgeries, actually not two. three major surgeries in 2022, and then 2023, there's one. In 2021, just guys, when you talk about health, I'm probably the one who would offer the best advice. And I refuse to take any of the medication, of course. A lot of you already know that. I'm an advocate for natural healing. And my personal advice is to stick to natural healing. You know, go to gym daily, stay being active. If you can't go, that's fine. Do anything that you can health-wise. It's just, I think the key to surviving, the key to achieving the optimal health, mental fitness and all of this, stay being active in all aspects, mentally, physically, and spiritually. And that's all I can give you, really offer. You know, I mean, that's the best RX prescription. And seek outdoors for all the natural vitamins this planet Earth has to offer us all. You know, I mean, this is what Earth has, a lot of natural healing for all of us human, you know, and it's just a matter of wanting to have it from that, not depending on the non-natural. I'm sorry, I'm talking about medical and stuff like that, because I'm, you know, that's just my personal advice, by the way. I mean, I have a lot of doctors, obviously a team of doctors who takes care of me. My podiatrist, oh my God, Dr. Wheeler, I love that guy. And then my PCP, my orthopedics, my RA, rheumatoid arthritis specialist. I mean, you guys know now by now that I do have a lot of health setbacks. And I'm not, you know, I'm basically kind of like disclosing it with you guys right now. I mean, you know, kind of sharing it with you guys, but not really into details. A lot of the setbacks, really my greatest, special powers, I guess I should say. You know, like, for example, you know what? I'm going to make a podcast out of it, because I want to talk a lot about this related to leadership. So I don't want to go on and babbling around about it, but I just want to get you guys perspective to say, hey, go outdoors, stay active. If you have a gym that you're good to, go there. Don't make excuses. I mean, you get up early in the morning, or like me, you know, I mean, I get up early in the morning at 4 or 5 o'clock. I do my prayers. And then after that, just stretch, you guys, stretch, and then change the mentality that you want to get it done. But because once when you get it done, even though that you don't want to get it done, you just need to overcome that. And then really, you got to do it. You're the switch. You're the power. You switch on and off, and that's you. Nobody else, okay? So don't make excuses. Go out there. Go to the gym. Spend some time. I mean, what I'm talking about, spend the time that you think that you can get optimal results. But don't chit-chat or whatever, socialize at the gym. Just go do your workout, because that's what you do. You go for it. You go to the gym for a workout, okay? So get 30 minutes of it, 45 minutes of it, 1 hour of it, get it done. Not 2 hours, and then you only get 5 minutes or 10 minutes of a good workout. Get a good workout every day, every time. If you don't have a gym, that's okay. You can do it by outdoors. You can get into your home workout. There's so plenty of non-excuses efforts that you can do today, okay? Stay active. That's what I can offer you. And that's going to be the best gym today. Not to mention, I am an outdoor enthusiast, so I love everything about outdoors. So the global disruption who really put us all indoors, if you recall, in 2020, 2021, maybe some of us don't even think that, hey, the pandemic is already over. You can go outdoors now. But yeah, it's a complete nightmare. I can go on and on about this. Yes. Laughing out loud on this, living out loud, I should say. But yes, with that, I want to share a piece of content today that is very relevant these days as we conclude our first quarter and stepping into a new quarter and a new season, fresh beginning of these beautiful flowers that I'm seeing every day now to bloom after the rain in Southern California, and hope for new days ahead. So I just want to leave it there for right now. But before I begin this episode, I really, many of you, I know that probably listening in my last week's episodes. Thank you very much. I saw the statistics, the analytics in the back office. Thank you so much. It went very, very high and increased my last 2-3 podcasts. Thank you guys for listening to that. Hold on a minute. Let me get my latte right now. It's like 2 seconds, 3 seconds break. All right, some of you asked me, what are you drinking, Nikki? It's a latte, pistachio, venti size, pistachio oat milk, and it's really good. Mm. All right, that's pretty good, Nikki. All right, whatever that you're drinking, enjoy it. Whether it's warm, cold, some of you are listening on the other side. It's already evening. If you're having mimosa, good for you. I'll catch up a little bit later, after the surgery, that is. But before I begin this episode, many of you already know this. If you listened to my last week's podcast or watch my last previous YouTube video, thank you, by the way. Yes, there's another book that I just recently published, managed to publish finally after the hula baloos that I've had starting of this year, 2024. But thank you, everyone. It is not the first book that it went to the bestsellers list, by the way. I believe the other one was the Safety and Survival book back a few years ago, before a pandemic. So if you're listening right now, please take a look at online right now. There's a book called Situational Leadership. I'm looking at it right now. I just got more paperback just early this week, and I'm so, so pleased. I can't wait to sign these books for the next event that we're having in 3 weeks, I think. Yeah, so online book called is available on Amazon paperback. It's paperback format, by the way. And then, yes, it is in Kindle already, too. Situational Leadership by Nikki Dare. I just completed another series of this book, and it's already on Amazon available and received bestsellers. I mean, I'm just so astonished, just grateful. I thought about announcing it here on the podcast last week and this week, and hopefully that you had had the chance to take a look at it. To those who had emailed me and texted me that they got the book, thank you. Thank you so much who had purchased the paperback. And also, a few of you already did the Kindle. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I read the analytics in the back office, I think last weekend. It went up. I don't know today, because I've been really getting ready for the surgery. But the bestseller's ranking is more than just a recognition of its value. It's important for me, the value, right? It's a call to action for all of you, leaders, business owners, everywhere to, you know, that I expect you to rise, evolve, and lead with conviction in the face of uncertainty and chaos. And that's what the book's all about. Let this book be your guide. Let this book be your mentor as you journey through the complexities that we are all facing of leadership. Let it challenge you. Let it inspire you. Let it and equip you with the tools necessary to lead with confidence and agility. And I think that was one of the goal why I want to write that book, the updated version, that is, into the paperback. So a lot of you ask me, it's like, you know, I love the Kindle format, Nikki, but I like to have it in my hand so I can read it, you know, in a physical format, that is. And I said, yeah, I promised that last year, and then, you know, I managed to get it done. So their questions, how can we apply the principles of this situational leadership to foster a culture of adaptability and resilience within our teams, our staff, right, our team members? And then there's another question, in what ways can we enhance our situational awareness, SA, I call it, to improve or better navigate the complexities and uncertainties of our environment? What steps can we take today, right now, to transform our leadership approach, ensuring that we are prepared, in fact, for the challenges and opportunities of tomorrow, right? We gotta have to be prepared, stay prepared at all times, right? The questions will guide us to embody situational leadership in life. So as you turn those pages that I wrote of this enlightening book, ask yourself, how will you rewrite the narrative of your leadership journey? How will you rewrite, and how will you lead through the chaos, through the noise, right? And this is some of the questions that we must ask ourselves. Some great questions. Unusual with the, let me turn it down a little bit here. Okay, some great questions, unusual intro, my podcast, of course, but I just mixing things up, just like what it is, like last time. But here we are, topic this week, sustaining leadership impact, leading with intention and purpose through the health breaks. The goal of this episode, to empower you, all of my loyal listeners, wherever you are listening from around the world, with the tools and insights needed to navigate leadership challenges with agility and foresight in an ever-changing world. Call it as a roadmap, right? It is a roadmap, right? We call it. All right. I'm going to try to take a 3-second breaks here. 3-second breaks, Nikki. Make it 5. I like the 3 or 5. All right, it was a good break. I'm trying to just enjoy my pistachio latte here. It's always good to have that nearby. But here's a quote, in famous quote that I always share with you guys. You know what that is, right? Some of you are probably already able to lip sync this one. Your voice has the power to echo through the silence, whether it is shared in a podcast or captured in writing. It can ignite change, inspire action, and connect souls. Let it be heard, let it resonate, and watch the world transform one word at a time. By yours truly, Nikki Dare. All right, guys, Nikki Dare, your host. Good morning, everyone. And yes, thanks for listening to another episode here on our Leadership 365 with me, Nikki Dare. Glad you can join me wherever you're listening from. Sit back, relax, grab your favorite beverages, hot or cold. Some of you already having your mimosa on the other side of the world, and good for you. For the next 30 minutes or so, I'll try to make it brief here. Welcome back to Leadership 365. So glad that you can join me again. Welcome to Sustaining Leadership Impact, Leading with Intention and Purpose Through Health Breaks. And here's another quote. I love this quote. Just came up with it before this episode began. In the rhythm of leadership, silence between the notes is where the harmony resides. Yes, I love it. Sustaining leadership impact, leading with intention, purpose through health breaks. I want to talk a little bit about balance. I know balance, sometimes we say, no, there's no such thing. Is whatever it takes to get it done. Basically, that is the mantra here, right? That is the key word here. Just get it done. Get shit done, basically. Like what I always say. Achieving balance in a demanding world. Yeah, I want to say this. Finding the balance in life can feel impossible in today's fast-paced, as we all know, demanding world. Juggling work, relationships, personal well-being, and countless other responsibilities can be overwhelming and leave us struggling to manage. There's only like 24 hours. Some of us sometimes wish by the end of the day, it's like, man, 24 hours, you know? We must sleep at 6 for 6 hours, and that leaves us so many. And then, you know, what about our personal also, you know, responsibilities, professional responsibilities and all of this? It's not enough. It's not enough. Sometimes we want 48 hours in a day. But, you know, all we got, everybody here, 8 billion of us here in this world, has 24 hours in a day. So make it count every hour. So, but achieving balance isn't about maintaining a perfectly equal distribution of time and that energy across every aspect of our lives, right? Professionally, personally. It's about consciously prioritizing and managing our resources to create that fulfilling and sustainable life. So prioritize your values. The first step towards achieving balance lies in identifying your your values, your core values. I just talked about this with someone a while ago, earlier this morning, about value. You know, we negotiate value. We don't negotiate price. We negotiate core values. That's what we need to prioritize on too. Prioritizing the values. What truly matters to you in life? What is it? You know, you ask the question, is it family time? Is it professional success or creative expression? Or is it even physical health? Once you understand your values, you can start prioritizing activities that align with them. And that is where I'm at. I've been at this crossroad in my roadmap to success, my personal, right? That I've identified and I've crossed the standing line, as you call it, right? Standing line, or you want to cross, you know, you want to set boundaries, so to speak. Since 2020, basically, when we all get to sit down in our homes, in 2020, global disruption, nobody can get out, and, you know, we're all being pandemic. Another subject, another time, another episode. That's a lot of episodes to talk about, by the way. If you guys would like to get my 3 cents on that, I got a lot of 3 cents. I think it's been hundreds and hundreds of. But anyway, guys, there's a currency there. You know, I've set those boundaries way back in 2020, you know, the priorities, you know, is it family time? Is it my professional success, creative expression, or is it my physical health? And I know my health was just starting to decline, right? And I had to take care of my health. And so I have been trying to prioritize that, you know, but at the same time, I want to distribute, you know, fairly and equally in this, I'll call it like boxes, right? Compartments, you know. Once when I feel like it's fulfilled, or I have the fulfillment, because that's what we're searching for, the fulfillment, right? Success can be achieved, you know. I mean, it's very like in every individual, in everybody that you talk to, if you're a mentor, let's say, if you're a mentee, and you're going to hear this back and forth in dialogue and say, it's going to be different from anyone that you talk to. Okay, so my success will be like, okay, this is my success. My success is writing a book and publish it and then get a lot of values from my readers, and I'll be, you know, I feel like I'm successful. I succeeded. I'm successful, right? Or I've done my podcast. I've done my speaking as a keynote speaker in front of 1,000 people, thousands of people already, right? I'm talking not non-virtual. I'm talking about on-site. I mean, physical people that I talk to and handshake and everybody, right? Or I've done speaking engagement, speaking contract with corporate, you know, corporate level. And I know that I've done that. So I'm going like, okay, I succeeded that compartment. So everybody's different. Maybe publishing a book is going to be your measure of success, right? Maybe having your own podcast, start your own podcast with great audience, listeners, right? Measured by listeners metrics. And that's going to be your measure of success. Everybody's going to be different, you know. So success can be achieved, but fulfillment, are you fulfilled? So this is, once you understand the values, your own values, you can start prioritizing activities that align with them. To achieve a better work-life balance, consider establishing clear boundaries at your workplace or at your personal, you know, boundaries also, right? This could mean setting limits on the hours that you work, on the tasks that you take on, that you are assigned, allowing you to prioritize spending quality time with your family and friends. Additionally, delegating tasks. I know some of us might be not good in that, and then we're trying to improve it every time as a leader, right? Delegating tasks to your colleagues, to your staff, to your co-workers, to your staff, to employees, your team members, right? Can help you free up more time for activities that bring you joy and fulfillment outside of work. Moreover, scheduling regular exercise sessions. This is so important. Exercise sessions can not only benefit your physical health, but also contribute to a positive mindset, promoting overall well-being. I am so in this so much, you guys, especially when I hit my first major surgery back in 2005 after my car accident. It can be not even kidding on this one. I mean, it just shocked me, And I started to think about my health ever since then, after that first major surgery back in 2005. And the trauma that I've had, every time when I hear that, it just triggers me right now. I completely converted into, like, you know, hey, health is your wealth. Health is so crucial, Nikki. Health is so critical. Without your health, you can't do anything, basically. And that is so important. So you don't have to have a setback, health setback, that is, or you don't have to go through a trauma, like health trauma. And just, I'm sharing this with you. Get your health in order. Get that as your priority. You know, get regular exercise sessions. Whatever it is, right? Walking is so important. Walking is so underrated exercise, form of exercise, you guys. You know, I started walking after that first major surgery. It helped me mentally. It helped me improve my mental being, my just mindset, promoting overall well-being, basically. Because once when you're in you know, in that health setbacks, you gotta think, oh God, the world is not doing well, and I'm this and I'm that. Back in 2005, I would just didn't know what I didn't know, and it's so important now. Just want to let you guys know that. Now I'm going to take a little break here. Set work boundaries, delegate tasks, and schedule exercise for a balanced life. So here are some of my personal tips that I can share with you guys. I don't know if this is going to work here. Hold on a minute here. Okay. I need to turn off my phone here because it keeps ringing here. Embrace flexibility and adaptability, because life can be unpredictable. Unexpected events disrupt our plans, and the key is to be flexible and adaptable. Yeah, that was my phone doing the ring chime, stuff like that. Yeah, okay, of course. Instead of rigidly, you know, that we want to clinging to a fixed schedule, you know, those of you who are really a very serious and hardcore, you know, calendars kind of type person, everything stick to the fixed schedule. Embrace the flow of life and learn to adjust your plans as needed, because this is going to be something that if you don't practice it, if you don't, you know, want to understand, to learn that there is something that's not going to go with your fixed schedule, that is, and you cannot be flexible, you're going to be in a very, you know, kind of not so good, whether it's a day, daily, you know, plans, or whether it's a weekly, or whether it's just an overall plan of your project, let's say. But just learn to adjust your plans as needed. This might involve saying no to additional commitments when your plate is already full. Yeah, sometimes, like, my own story here and self note. Delegating tasks when faced with unexpected deadlines, or simply taking time to recharge when needed. I think a lot of us, before we even learn and educate ourselves, and then learning the other side of, you know, hey, it's okay to say no, you know, to you already full of plate, and, you know, to the next commitment that being offered to you, then you know in your heart you cannot do it, or you can find a way, you know, to team up with other people, your team members, that you can delegate the task, and that's okay, then you go do that. But if you know that you cannot do it, and you say yes, and you're going to be sorry for that at the end, and it's not going to be a good thing, basically, you know, whether it is for, you know, on the people that you say yes to, and on yourself, and more importantly for yourself, because it's just degrading, you know, like, how do you say it? It can affect your mental health as well. like, oh God, I'm not good enough because I wanted to do this and then I'm not good enough. But just say no. Know the power to say no. That's next, by the way, that I want to share with you. Learning to say no is very crucial for achieving that balance that we're talking about. It empowers you to control your time. It empowers you to control your energy, basically. And that's important for me, too. I mean, it's very crucial. Energy is so important as an overall ecosystem effort here. Preventing them from being drained. You know, time, your time and your energy drained by commitments that don't even align with your values. You know, a lot of times you ended up saying like, wait, I just say yes, but it's not even aligned with my vision, mission, and with your values, more importantly. So while saying no can initially feel uncomfortable at first, of course, I mean, self-note and really hands-on experience here, it helps you focus on what truly matters and avoid burnout. And this is, a lot of us have gone through this ourselves as leaders or just, you know, mentor or mentee in a reality. And then we learn it from experiences just like that, you know, directly. I mean, if we don't learn it from experiences, we don't know what it felt. And this is, you know, a burnout, basically, right? So all of this power of saying no, I know it felt very not easy or uncomfortable because it's like, hey, that's somebody I know. That's, you know, the partner that I partnered with the previous project or your friend. That's really a sticky subject there, sticky situation that I promise or something like that. But you can be creative, obviously, you know, if you cannot commit, you say so. And I think being honest and being truthful is going to go a long way than not. So it does help you focus on what truly matters in your life and avoiding that burnout. I'm going to turn on the music here a little bit, guys. And finding joy in the journey. Oh, I love this because I have used this finding joy in the journey in my, since I wrote the book, before I wrote the book, my first published book in 2014, finding joy in the journey. I mean, that has been really a line, what do you call that? Like a subline or wait, tagline. Yeah, you guys call it tagline. It's been a tagline for me since 2014 before that. Finding balance isn't just about managing those responsibilities, right? It's also about embracing moments of joy and the fulfillment. The joy and fulfillment, you know, it's fulfilling you inside, right? That you have done it, that you have, found that you know, rhythm of the balancing in your life, right? It's not just managing those responsibilities that you have. Make time for pleasurable activities, for example. You know, this is big for me, spending time in nature. Spending time in nature is really good for you, for your soul. Pursuing a hobby. I have lots of hobbies. And it's really fulfilling your life. Or simply connecting with loved ones. You know, connecting also with nature is foremost important. Especially, I'm going back again to pandemic. Yes, pandemic. A lot of us, I mean, before pandemic, I've already been an outdoor enthusiast. Love the nature, love the outdoors. But a lot of you, since then, have begun the journey of, you know, seeking that peace, seeking that fulfillment from nature. And I think that's, I've been seeing it, and I've, you know, connected some people, and I've been seeing it online. A lot of us were in virtual world at the time, and, you know, seeking the nature, seeking the peace through nature. I think that was great. That was the big plus out of that whole global disruption, that nature was getting reconnected with a lot of you around the world. So these moments of joy are a source of energy and renewal, making navigating the inevitable challenges life throws us much easier. Remember, finding a balance, it is a continuous journey. It is continuous improvement, continuous effort, not a one-time destination. Again, finding a balance is a continuous journey, not a one-time destination. So be patient with yourself. Celebrate any progress, whether it's small or big, or maybe kumsi kumsa. Maybe it's just small, medium, large, right? Maybe just in the middle. Celebrate it and stay on that momentum. And don't be afraid to adjust your approach as needed and adjust it. Adjust the sail, right? Adjust the adjust your plans, not the goal, right? Adjust all of this. You can create a balanced, fulfilling life by prioritizing your values, embracing flexibilities, and harnessing the power of no, and prioritizing these moments of joy. Okay, I'm going to pause there. There is a quote, actually, that I wanted to share with you guys here. Let me just go ahead and back to the 3 seconds break here. Pause. All right. Leading with vigor requires the courage to rest. For in stillness, true power is reborn. I think you guys might like that. I just make that up, by the way. I think it's a must that we gotta have to take. All right, we're back. Sustaining leadership impact, leading with intention and purpose through health breaks. In this episode of Leadership 365, and thank you so much for joining us at this morning or afternoon or evening, wherever you are, we want to cover, we already had some covered, some summary of the balance that we talked about earlier, but this is a critical aspect of leadership and personal success, achieving balance in a relentlessly demanding world that we live in today as we know it, right? Our focus isn't just on the traditional pillars of work-life balance, which a lot of you probably don't believe in that, but extends to the profound importance of health breaks and the undeniable strength they bring to our leadership journey. And I think a lot of these traumas and challenges and setbacks should be a gift for us rather than, you know, a negative connotation or anything like that. But let's talk about this prioritizing your values for a fulfilling life. I think that's important, the fulfillment that we covered earlier versus the success, because anybody can achieve success. What we call success is different. The measurement of that is different to each one of us, right? The quest for balance begins with a deep exploration into your core values. This is to identify, first of all, identifying what genuinely matters for you, nobody else but to you, right? Be it a family, professional growth, be it creativity or even health, is the first step toward that life of fulfillment. It's about aligning your daily actions with these values and establishing boundaries that honor your time and energy, and ensuring that all of these tasks and every task, every commitment carries a piece of your heart and your aspirations. Is it aligned with your mission, vision? Is it aligned what makes it fulfilled for you at the end of the day, right? Or at the end of that project, or at the end of that quarter, or at the end of small, big, medium size, or whatever level of project that you're tackling on. But for leaders, setting these clear boundaries at work is not a sign of weakness, but rather it is, I want to repeat this again, right? Strategic move. Yeah, it's a strategic move to enhance productivity and also personal satisfaction. I think that's more important there. When we include the personal satisfaction, it is, in fact, we're talking about fulfillment. It's about understanding that delegating tasks and scheduling time for physical well-being are not just tasks, but really is a critical component, is a necessary component of that balanced life we were talking about. So this conscious prioritization doesn't just benefit you. It sets that momentum, it creates that ripple effect, enhancing and improving, rather, the well-being of those around you and the efficiency of your team. I think more importantly, for your fulfillment, personal fulfillment as well. So the strength in, I want to call it flexibility, and the courage to say no, because there is a power of saying no. Let's dive into that. The path to balance is always unpredictable, right? The the roadmap, the journey, the roadmap to anything if you don't have a compass. Well, it doesn't matter. It's always unpredictable. It takes that one phone call that you receive that day that's going to just ripple effect to your plans that day, right? Just mess up all your calendar, I guess. So the path to balance is unpredictable, filled with unforeseen turns and obstacles. And you got to be ready to be flexible and to adapt to these changes, to these challenges. It demands flexibility and the courage to adapt and qualities that are the hallmark of a true leadership. That's what sets us apart, right? Embracing this fluidity, learning to say no to the misaligned commitments, and understanding when to delegate our actions to protect your energy and focus what truly matters. I just want to share this. Since that pandemic and health setbacks and everything, I've been saying no quite often, and it doesn't make me regretful. It makes me really much more powerful, empowered, I guess. All right. Is that the right word? Empowered. Yeah, empowered. More like, okay, if this doesn't align with my values or my worth, no, I'm not saying yes, I'll commit to this. So I've been saying no, and there is really a hidden power of just say no. It's a full sentence, by the way. Moreover, the art of saying no is a powerful tool, like I said, in the leader's arsenal, and it's about safeguarding your time and ensuring that your energy is invested in pursuits that align with your core values, and ultimately preventing burnout. Exactly. Ultimately preventing that burnout, what we talked about, and fostering a sustainable path to success. And I'm going to pause there because I want to cover a couple more segments in this. Back, finding joy in the journey and that power of health breaks amidst the hustle and all of this chaos on a daily basis. A lot of times it is very crucial to remember the joy in the journey. I like saying that, the joy in the journey, cultivating moments of happiness through this, you know, moments of just a simplicity, simple pleasures, hobbies, or just, you know, quality times with the loved ones and your puppy, obviously. For those of you who have our family, you know, pet lovers, I guess I should say, or dog lovers, or any cat lovers too, serves as a wellspring of energy and inspiration. I mean, in those real simplicity, in the simple moments of, or quality moments, quality times with things that really make you fulfilled or joyful. Get into the momentum. These moments are not just breaks in our routine. They are the essence, the criticals, the crucials, the necessities that enriches our lives. Just tapestry, or just, you know, what is meaningful to us, right? Importantly, recognizing the need for health breaks is a testament to strength, not a sign of weakness. Again, it's not a sign of weakness. So taking time to recharge, rejuvenate, whether due to physical, mental, or emotional needs, is truly a, I want to say, a strategic move to long-term leadership success. It allows you to come back stronger. You know, they always say, like, setbacks is your comeback. With renewed, you know, with renewed this vigor and clarity, ready to lead with even greater impact. I think I say that right. All right, guys. So with all of that said, I'm just going to end this episode, conclude this episode. Thank you for tuning in today's episode of Leadership 365 with Nikki Dare here, your host in this, you know, podcast. Really, we understand that finding the balance, if you agree with me on the balance aspect of it, is an ongoing journey. It's a dynamic dance of rhythm, of prioritizing, being flexible, adapting, and renewing just in the overall effort, right? It's about embracing the power within to navigate those demands on a 24/7 world. We all have the same 24 hours in our lives every day. Some of us want more than that, obviously, but we have to manage and prioritize what is the value, what is our value to this? Is it aligned with our mission, with our core values, with our vision, where we want to be, who we want to become, right? So all while holding on into the essence of what makes life truly meaningful. So by acknowledging the importance of health breaks and the strength they bring, we pave the way on our roadmap to journey to success for not surviving, but also thriving in leadership and in life overall. So all of this is part of the ecosystems in our efforts. Remember, in the grand scheme of things, in the bigger picture, we call it, taking a step back or just a break is often the best way to leap forward. It really is. It's often the best way to leap forward. All right, but stick around here for the next couple of minutes with my infamous My Final Thoughts, of course, because it's the end of these episodes. All right, guys, stick around here for my infamous My Final Thoughts. If some of you, or a lot of you, are already waiting and come to this far with my episode here this week, thank you. I know you're all waiting for the infamous My Final Thoughts, I think, I hope. But a reminder, this small PSA. Please don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel. And if you listen in iHeartRadio or any participating podcast platform here, Spotify, I think subscribe to my channel and leave some comments and feedback. You guys already know the drill. Your feedback is truly a gift for me. And also subscribe to there's another platform that I want to bring you to. It's Leadership 365 newsletter, where you can find useful, inspirational articles. I think we talk a lot about, we cover like leadership, obviously, development and personal growth development as well. Join that community on LinkedIn. Yes, it is free. It is on LinkedIn, Leadership 365. And by the way, I started also, when was it? February, I think, regularly writing on this platform called Medium. I'm due to write a couple more. And I was on their pub crawl, I believe, virtual event, which was absolutely just fabulous. I met quite a lot of writers and just authors and just a lot of fellow network, in that network, in the community. I think it's very, very potential and very inspiring as an overall virtual event. And of course, publishers and editors were there too, not just writers and authors. And I was grateful to be part of that. So follow me on Medium and read some of the inspirational articles. Hope that it can be valuable for you too. And the link is really simple. Let me just go ahead and give you the link. And I think I'm going to write it on the bio, on the episode bio, episode profile for this one. If you missed it, just Google it, medium.com/@ Ms. Nikki Dare, MS Nikki Dare. Okay. Love to see you there also. Can't wait to, read some of your comments or some of your feedback on any other articles. Read them all. All right, so you guys are ready for my final thoughts, reflection on leadership and balance. I put this together. I think I want to say this out loud in the complex rhythm of leadership. And like, you guys love the word algorithm, so that's why I want to throw the word a rhythm. The act of pausing is just as vital as the impulse to move forward. And this paradox where stillness breeds strength and clarity emerges from, being quiet, I guess, quietude, I don't know if that's even a word, is often overlooked in our perpetual quest for achievement. Yes, it is precisely in these interludes of rest and reflection that the core of the leadership is nurtured, and leading with intention and impact really offers more than relentless drive. It demands a nuanced understanding of the balance that we're all seeking for, right? If there is such thing, the balance is not static, but rather is a dynamic equilibrium, constantly adjusted, and that's why we hope that we can adjust it through flexibility, and fine tune in that such respond to life's over changing or ever changing rhythms. It's about knowing when to advance this with, you know, energy, and when to retreat into silence, allowing insights to surface and resilience to flourish. So the essence of effective leadership transcends the mere accumulation of the successes. It encompasses the wisdom to recognize that power of rest. So such pauses are not admissions of defeat, but strategic intermissions that empower leaders to recharge their internal batteries, like a computer, that is. It is during these times that leaders can affect and reflect deeply on their values, goals, mission, vision, strategies, emerging with a clearer vision, with a renewed sense of purpose. All right, I'm going to take a pause there a little bit. Leading with intention and impact is necessary. It's more than relentless drive. It demands this nuanced understanding of balance. The balance is not static, but rather a dynamic equilibrium, constantly adjusted, being flexible, what we talked about, and fine-tuned in response, and how we respond to this life's ever-changing rhythms and challenges. Is about knowing when to advance with vigor and when to retreat, to step back into silence, allowing this insight to surface and resilience to flourish. So the essence of effective leadership transcends this mere accumulation of successes, you know, this continue improvement and continue, what I mean is like putting your effort into it, right? Constantly. It encompasses the wisdom to recognize that transformative power of rest, of knowing when to pause, knowing when to just pause and rest, taking that break. Such pauses are not admissions of defeat. Again, those breaks, pauses are not admissions of defeat, but strategic intermissions. Strategic intermissions that empower us leaders to recharge, rejuvenate internal batteries, like computers, right? At all times we do that, shut down, sleep, or off, but shut down or sleep, or hibernate a little bit. It is during these times that leaders can reflect deeply on our values, goals, and strategies, emerging with a clearer vision and renewed sense of purpose and intent and for impact. So, moreover, these breaks from the incessant demands of leadership are opportunities to reconnect, you know, ultimately to grow with our humanity, to remember the why behind our own endeavors, you know, our goals, our passion, the purpose that we have. They remind us that true leadership is not just about leading others, but about leading ourselves first with compassion, integrity, and mindfulness. Again, compassion, integrity, mindfulness, and empathy, of course, and kindness, and all of this are in line with all of the core values that we are talking about right now here. Hopefully they are all resonating with you as you're listening to my voice here. So in conclusion, the journey of leadership is a testament to the power of balance. The interplay between action and inaction. Speaking and listening, striving, surrendering, all of these things, right? It's a balance, it's a rhythm, it's part of the dance. So by embracing the pause, leaders can harness the fullest potential, can embrace the fullest attention, potential, not only just navigating the complexities of our roles with grace, but also inspiring those around us to find our own equilibrium, the balance, the energy that we strike, the energy we receive, the energy that we give. Thus, in the whole scheme of this, we're talking about the whole overall ecosystem of leadership. It is the threads of reflection and rest that hold the pattern together, revealing the picture of strength, resilience, and unwavering purpose. I hope that resonates with you because, I mean, it strikes chord in my heart and my soul that really, truly, it's not leadership. It's not just, you know, leading others, but also understanding ourselves and looking within. And I think that is so important. It's leading ourselves first with compassion, with all the core values that, you know, we're preaching, we're teaching, but we also have to walk in it too. Okay. Compassion, integrity, mindfulness, kindness, empathy. It was all just part of the leadership dance journey. I hope that resonates with you all. So as I conclude today's podcast, I'm inspired by the journey that we've undertaken also through this exploration of the book. Again, I want to mention the situational leadership, because it is situational leadership, right? I'm still on that mindset on the situational leadership, because it speaks all of the parts of the moving parts that we're talking about right now, right? The rest, the balance, the strikes, all of this thing, the core values, you know, what empathy, kindness, integrity, you know, integrity meaning that you're doing all the right thing, you know, when no one is looking. And that is the core values I'm talking about here. So, again, I want to mention the bestseller list that made it last week, and I was really, really surprised, by the way. I mean, it's not the first book that it went to the bestsellers list, but it's been a while, and I think why I was surprised is because I haven't even looked at it. It was on less than 24 hours that it went live on Amazon, and it made it to number 21, and then less than a couple hours later, less than 48 hours later, it went up to number 2, climbed up. So I don't know if it's algorithm or it is just because of the quality, the content of the book, that was the algorithm of it, I think. But whatever it is, guys, I'm grateful. So the bestsellers list last week, I published my updated book, Situational Leadership, for those of you who are not aware of it. It's not really merely a milestone. It's evidence of a collective eagerness to leadership, for leadership that not only adapts to change, but anticipates and shapes it to the next level, that is. I invite this book to serve as your guide, as your mentor, as you navigate the complexities of leadership. Allow it to challenge you, to inspire you, and to equip you with all of the tools needed to lead with both confidence and agility, and so more so with this topic, particularly, you know, the health setback and everything else. So the approach of situational leadership I've shared isn't merely a theory to understand. It's not just pages you flip around and, you know, you say, okay, it's just one of those theory books. No, it's not. It's a practice to live out daily. It's an invitation for you. It's a call to action, basically. It's the key to unlocking our own full potential and that of those who we lead, propelling us towards success in an ever-shifting landscape that we are living here unprecedentedly. So as you explore into this book, consider these questions. How will you redefine your leadership story? How will you lead through the chaos? So the roadmap lies before you. Your journey of transformation and leadership begins now, today. I asked, you know, some questions last time, and I can recap those questions again to you guys, you know. So I love to leave you guys with all of these takeaways, which is questions from any of my podcasts, takeaways from any of my podcasts, but also these questions, part of the gems, part of the takeaways. Have you identified your core values and how do they guide your leadership style? Again, have you identified your core values? You sit down and then you sort of take some SWOT analysis, right? And strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, and all of these things, and SMART, obviously, it's the guide to SMART. And how do they guide your leadership style? Right? Only you know that. Only you know the answers, and you can take feedback from, you know, others around you, obviously. What strategies have you implemented to set clear boundaries at work, and how have they impacted your personal life? And that's important, very important question. How do you adapt? How do you adapt when unexpected challenges, setbacks, and anything that we've been just talking about in this episode, health setbacks and things like that, disrupt your balance? And what lessons have you learned from these experiences? You know, it's more not like, why is this happening now? Why is it happening again? You know, this is not what I expected. It's like, what is this teaching me, right? What is it? What lessons have you learned? What lessons have I learned from any of these experiences and unprecedented challenges? Can you share a time when saying no led to a positive outcome in your leadership journey? I have tons, believe it or not. I start saying no basically after I left corporate world back in early 2000s, right? And I started my social entrepreneurship, my nonprofit, while I was still, you know, giving out consulting services and things like that, the corporate world. Yes, the corporate world consulting. Instead of being in the corporate world, I step out of it and be a consultant and, you know, advisors and some boards. Love it, enjoyed it. That's exactly what I wanted. And I'm happiest as ever since then. So the social entrepreneurship, right? I had started because of that. It was born, that social entrepreneurship. I wanted to say no to many things that doesn't even surf into my, you know, the why or my goals, visions, and mission in life, you know, both professionally and personally. I think there is a lot of, it's underrated, first of all, but there's a lot of power in saying no. So yeah, can you share a time when saying no led to a positive outcome in your leadership journey? What are your go-to activities for rejuvenation, and how do they contribute to your effectiveness as a leader? I mean, this is an important self-care, and it's a very direct relation to leadership efficacy. Inviting all of you, you know, to share your personal practices, and I think it's important that we can look within ourselves first, you know, step into that first before we can give out, right, to others. Reflecting on your leadership path. How have, you know, like myself, it's self-note, health breaks, these pauses, setbacks, you know, played a role in improving, enhancing your leadership capabilities. Focusing on the theme health breaks, of course, I mean, you know, the question such as this is considering the positive impact of rest and recovery on any leadership skill. And I think that's important, you know. It's not a setback, it's not a defeat. More like a strategic intermissions, like I said before, right? Last but not least on the question, in what ways do you plan to improve your work-life balance in the coming year or years? And what steps will you take to achieve this? All right, guys, those are some great questions to ask. J'espère que vous allez bien. Merci de voir, écouter mon podcast aujourd'hui. Gracias por escuchar, of course, escuchar, listening, mi podcast hoy, today. And good to see you, good to have you, good to just knowing that you are listening and this was enjoyable for you. I'm grateful, by the way. Terima kasih kawan-kawan semua telah mendengarkan podcast saya hari ini. Sampai jumpa dan selalu selamat, selalu sehat, senantiasa. I think that's, I said it right in Indonesian. I'm sorry about my tongue twist there. But I love speaking Indonesian because it's almost like it is my native. But, you know, I got to go back listening and understanding this bahasa. I enjoy speaking even though it's broken. broken Bahasa Indonesian, but I'm enjoying. Hopefully it's resonating to all of you Indonesian listeners. I love you guys, and thank you for listening to another podcast of mine here. And hope to, you are doing well and staying well. As que se un gran día, pases un bona journey, and fate un bel journey, and jadikan hari yang menyenangkan, jadikan hari yang selalu menyenangkan setiap hari, not only during my podcast, that is, make it a great day, guys. Stay in condition yellow, situational awareness, watch your 6, 9, 12, 3, always, until next time. Nikki Dare signing off. Nikki Dare signing off here. Follow the connect. Don't forget, small PSA one last time, with me on LinkedIn and YouTube, you guys. Check out some published books that I have just recently published. This is Situational Leadership on Amazon, and also it's available paperback and Kindle. Hope that can bring some values to you, for you, and also your team. God bless. See you then, guys. Thank you for listening and watching my video. Bye. God bless.